That would probably take 1 second more. Need to continue discussion for budget. All right, you leading out.
You know what? Do you want to get to the other screen? Thank you, Madam Council. Tonight, we're continuing the discussion on the federal funds originally presented to Council on August 4th. If you recall, at that time, staff presented the following levy to Council, which indicated 11.12% levy increase in 2023 and 11.59% increase in 2024. Council requested staff to try and reduce the levy to under 10%. And I'm pleased to state that staff was able to reduce the levy for 2023 to 9.5%, which means the goal of council. By reducing the 2023 levy, it did create a larger percentage increase from 2023 to 2024. And that new levy increase percentage is now 13.06 for 2024. To get to the reduced levy percentage in 2023, there are changes that were made. The levy was reduced by $225,000, and offset was the reduction in expenditures. Staff delayed the client analyst position to 2024. The administrative transfer increased by 10% to enterprise, which allowed a $20,000 reduction in the general fund expenditures. And then we also shifted more of the loss of the LGA to the capital funds by approximately $58,000. As mentioned, the 2024 budget does shift to a little over 13% levy increase, but there are so many factors that are really unknown at this time that could impact that increase. A couple of those are, we don't know if the calculation will be adjusted again for LGA to bring back the level of funding in 2024 to the city. Staff will have settled labor agreements by then, so those figures will be more firm. Outlooks are hopeful that interest rates will see an increase, we're hoping. We'll have a better idea on what the property value impacts will be for next year and the next several months. And then we'll also have a better idea if there are potential commercial permit requests as well. So as we get closer to that budget cycle, we can firm up the numbers with more updated information as it becomes available. This slide, This slide that shows the revenue expenditure summary of the general fund. Were you on that?
Yes.
Okay. 2023 is an expenditure increase of 6%, and 2024 is an expenditure increase of 7.8%. And then the next slide, this is just a reminder of the upcoming budget dates. And I did want to note that the preliminary adoption is on September 6th. And as a reminder, you can increase the levy beyond that date, but you can certainly decrease it. Oh yeah, and then that will also, the December 6th meeting, you'll have the public input meeting, and that's the final reduction of the levy and the budget at that time. And with that, let us know if you have any questions or comments.
Can I ask if you could go back to the previous slide and you gave some percentage of increase for each year? Because I don't see that. Could you read the details?
Yeah, absolutely. 2023 is an expenditure increase of 6%. In 2024 is an expenditure increase of 7.8%.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So with the updated changes, we still retain the social worker?
Yes.
Position. Okay, great, thank you.
Any other questions? That's good news.
I heard a lot, man.
No further questions.
So is this, are you not the that's on September 6th for the preliminary look. This will be what goes in the treatment taxation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
And
we'll
I know you're going to have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. So the preliminary lobby disappointment can reply. So we'll,
right.
Yes, we do it every other year to ensure the public has been understanding this what we've
done. Right. Next thing on the agenda.
Go home. I can't shoot your items up.
Oh, yeah. So now that you'll be back now.
I can't do it outside of work situation. I want to let share with John. Is that appropriate?
Well, it's part of the whole thing. It's long, part of the long term plan to call that.
Long-term plan, yeah. So last work session, as part of the bottom, there's potential differences in the park design. But what I had in mind was something similar to, lack of a better term, I'm going to use the term beer garden. It could be just a gathering space. Gathering spaces would be designed to be something that people can use after they're developing for refreshments, both food, drink, whatever it might be. Went to Milwaukee and I saw a model there that I thought was just really outstanding. And I think with the plan of the web itself, it would lend to a space that I think could be used very well. It would be more of that regional attraction, a couple of things. One being the bike trail, Three Rivers Bike Trail comes through there. We don't have a lot of destination places on the Three Rivers bike trail. If we do 18 holes of frisbee golf, I think we're going to end up seeing probably every night seeing some type of leagues or at least high usage, right? And it would be kind of cool if we could have like the final field somewhere near there. You know, it would take off over there and come back over there. So it could be more beforehand than the other difference. One of the other cool things I noticed, that one that was on Lake Michigan, was obviously Lake Michigan, but the closest thing we have to Lake Michigan, I think, is the Battle Creek in terms of having kind of a really cool view of enjoying nature, that sort of thing. But what else we're doing in the park is the dog park. And they did it in such a way where you could think that, well, I think dogs are doing it. And since, again, it's a regional attraction for the dog parks, with the increased size, the different size dog park, I think that would be a great place to keep as well. Not thinking of anything like a restaurant or anything like that. I'm thinking of something that's really like food and that. Hopefully we can tie that to some local breweries, some sort of app or whatever, other types of refreshments are appropriate. The location I'm thinking of is north of the pond. There's been that peninsula that comes down. That peninsula, I guess my vision is that there'd be a whole bunch of picnic areas. And then the building with smaller building, not that the building would plan, would either be between that and the soccer fields. Or if the elevation isn't proper, or if there's just not enough room, if we shift it over a little bit to the east, there's kind of a fill there. That could be a different location, but really that peninsula is a place that's way underutilized right now. Just not really.
Beautiful.
We'll
put it there.
And
I think it's going to be
there. That's the best
thing. Go ahead, John. I remember from the drawing, was a pavilion that I think it was going to be on the west side of the park, is that correct? But there's like a parking space and we could go in there. Well, awesome. Yeah, I'm really taking it there.
That one's not
a
particular
one. Yeah, that'd be a lot of
that
was
kind of
a possibility. Yeah, so.
But this is more on the oversight of the creek, I think.
On the side of the creek,
yeah. And then sort of out of the current, sort of out of the bottom is.
Yeah. So yeah, there's another pavilion.
I think it would be a little bit more, you know, because if you're serving cold drinks, you have to have some type of decoration. If you're doing some types of foods, I mean, you get the lemon and fryers and like that.
Right. So, you know, given the 100-year flood or whatever, is this going to be above the water? Pretty dry, or what?
You know, if you put it between the soccer field and on the south, there's not a lot of grade going on. It's pretty gentle. It's going to be slide over just a little bit. It's a pretty good dome. I think that would be the way.
And then, so again, you're envisioning this kind of like this nice bowl, right? Environment, food, beverage, alcohol, and bar, possibly, so easy access again. Thinking about where people are parking, you know, how are they going to get there? How do you kind of manage that space per se? Like you said, you're going to have food trucks there. Are you going to have
food trucks? Really looking for the
food. Okay. But you said that somebody is probably going to cater your food, right?
Catering, or we rent the space to
what kind of access are they going to have to the building? And a lot of times, like, they will drive right up to the building and walk over.
Agreed. And I still get the building
to get to the trail.
You know, if you put it between, if you put it between the soccer field and the lake, well, that's where the path. So there's going to have to be some modification.
Okay. So I'll just say my concerns is, you know, can this building stay dry? My first concern. Secondly, you're going to have to have, you're going to have this facility like, needs to be able to use it all year round, and you're going to have to obviously we have water, electricity, you know, sewer in this building, right? You're going to probably have that as a public restroom.
This building, I mentioned.
Yeah, so it's going to be like this. It's going to be like another, like a need. Community center, I guess, for the service center. But we have to maintain, and also the services, but this too.
Right.
So, what kind of numbers is that?
Right.
You know, because right now, the billions that we have as part of them are pretty. I mean, what does it take to keep those things? I mean, you basically go out there and pick up trash, and maybe like, you know, car wash every now and then. Part, you know, the people who rent the are, you know, the ones that are maintaining or whatever, they clean like part of the bottom. So, I mean, now you're looking at like another city building.
We are direct behind this to go to the park. This could be in blue or it could be in addition to the pets. You know, it's designed, the whole conversation is designed about, you know, not why we should do it, how could we do it? We make a space that's really
okay,
we need to crystal. And you're right, there are a lot of challenges. That's why I want to start the conversation. And that's why when we're talking about the parking lot, this is something that can also be skipped. You know, maybe we put that up, maybe we don't. Maybe the timing, even if we do agree, it's going to be 2 years out, and we should do the parking lot. I'm guessing we're going to end up doing it.
But from a kind of a
timing perspective, trying to make space that's kind of unique, what we're trying to envision out of the factor, you know, with food trucks and stuff. We actually talked about a building out there at once.
We did, yeah.
And it's kind of like that concept, but I don't know, it has a completely different feel just based on the location of the type of partner.
Sure.
Just think about that kind of stuff and send some pictures to John, maybe we can share that with Ruth. I cannot love the idea.
Yeah. With that stuff, you know, we just had this is we're just brave now with seeds right now. With the next step, you talking about the commission and get their feeding, not planning commission, so for a grant commission. I think we need to do some internal.
Yeah.
Or have the staff do see what's
being done. We have to figure out licensing, how it works,
right.
By first, how kind of what you were bringing up to some of the some of the challenges that we need to address.
Mark, hey, may I ask if open stream proposed floodplains are around Penn Street to provide perspective here on what may or may not be an option. I do want to know the technologies are not approved, so there'd be a lot that could happen, but I think it's an indication of what space you may or may not have. So it is a large file, so it's a little bit scary.
But that's a lot.
Okay. So I'm actually just throwing the ball being there. So Mayor, you see that little blob on the right that kind of goes up, that's your lovely frisbee golf area.
Yeah.
You see that actually goes up over there. So I mean, we get large flood event with the vehicle, but
so all the lime green is flood plain. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if I call it lime green, let's go with yellow, but
I don't like colors. Yeah.
So that part that's raised, that's higher on the right side. Just to the left of that is kind of that hill.
Yeah, we'll keep a quick point of reference.
Yeah, so this right here is Welcome Avenue. Here's the cul-de-sac. Lift station's right about here. This is that parking lot we talked about yesterday. You have the volleyball courts here, ball field one, ball field two. Our lift station's up there. So that peninsula is probably somewhere in this area here.
The only thing you're putting there are picnic tables.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I always draw a blanket how far, this comes up into the park. So
can we see the path? This is the path, right?
Yeah, probably.
So our option would be a small building here or a small building over here. Because I think the field, the soccer field, takes all of the volleyball, existing volleyball.
So to have access to this building, you would remove the trail from the parking lot, correct?
Yeah, I think you'd have to have a trail kind of either coming this way or coming up this way. Currently there's a path. It would be a matter of just either making it wider or what have you. But I think it's important to keep a path somewhere between here to connect that bridge, obviously, if we're going to put a bridge in, right?
So, I mean, again, you're doubling the half. It's kind of like a trench truck out there, your grass collection, but if we're falling, you're falling the bridge. Again, you sure your turns also long.
What do you use on top there? Just the regular.
The bridge and the trails.
The trails. Use the
pickup dog and the pods of eagle. And then do the same thing we use going forward.
And then to avoid or discourage people from using that trail,
driving down there for.
Would you gate it somehow, or
we need to find the gate, so
we don't tell them like issuing it to the
gate. We kind of always keep with that building. We try to do a little bit of like wiggling stuff to start to make it look somewhat fine, okay. But we can still grab it. Spooks are here. Yeah. It's a technical term. Chicane, I believe, the technical term.
We have the accountants. Yeah, you got a number.
No, we have
left it over a million. The minimum. Whatever you're talking about, the minimum.
I got one person saying, "No idea." One person over. Million five.
Nothing went on the water and stuff.
All right. Well, a little over. Thank you guys for involving me. Thank you. Thank you.